proclamation number 6588 dated the July 5th, 1956. Logical reasons for world events. It is difficult for worldly people to believe what you, my servants on earth, proclaim to them on my instruction. It seems so unreal to them that they would much rather portray you as fantasists than to take your words to heart and to count on the likelihood. For what you are telling them does not fit into the plans they make for themselves in their earthly life. The belief of it requires a complete change of thinking from one area to another, and they don't see the need for it. They live and want to enjoy their life. And therefore they first fulfill their selfish love and a dark spiritual state is the result. They grow increasingly darker within themselves and my kingdom moves ever further away from them instead of being taken by them as their possession. And yet, I cannot leave them to their fate. Time and again I approach them and also inform them increasingly more often through seers and prophets what will await them. And thus their calls of admonition and forewarning are even heard in the midst of the world in order to direct people's attention to an area which they would otherwise not enter. Nothing else can be done for their deliverance but to address them myself through my servants, since this is the most natural way of revealing myself as it will not compel them to believe and yet it is occasionally successful. The indications of the end and the natural catastrophe preceding the end will be repeatedly made known to people in various ways, both in relation to proclaiming my gospel as well as to the world events which should make those people think who avoid the messengers of my gospel but who shall also be addressed. Where my word is still heard, the connection with me still exists or is not yet broken. And it is easier to make the coming events believable to them, because my word has always indicated an end of this earth and referred to the signs which announce such an end. But it is difficult to approach people who have disassociated themselves from religious organizations and let the world or earthly success become their only purpose in life. I would also like to address those, and where I am unsuccessful through my instruments on earth I can only let worldly events speak to them. Accidents, disasters and natural destructions can still influence their thoughts, and then it is possible that they will also try to relate such thoughts to the announcements of a near end, which they will also hear about even if they are servants to the world. And in the forthcoming time there will be no shortage of voices who intend to arouse people from their sleep on my behalf. I also still want to win those who completely stand apart but who are not interested in religious doctrines, yet nevertheless willingly listen to a clear explanation about the meaning and purpose of creation as well as the human being's task in life, and who therefore have to be given a logical reason if they are to be led to believe in a higher power which rules the universe with wisdom and love. My means and ways are manifold, and thus I also need servants on earth with various dispositions who therefore can be called upon to carry out various tasks in my vineyard. And I truly place all laborers in the right place where they can work successfully. But they all just have the one purpose, to inform people of the approaching end, for believers and unbelievers alike shall know that they live in the last days of grace, which they should and could use well so that they need not fear the end. And they all shall also be informed of what I want to achieve through various worldly events, through exceptionally sorrowful happenings, through illness and adversities. For it is only my love which allows this to happen to people so that they will still mature fully or find me before the end. Amen.